So, as you know, positive thinking originates in self-respect. And the word that Baba has given to us for self-respect is swaman. So we'll be looking at some different varieties of swaman and working with those in some exercises. You can see this is a rosary of actually beads or spheres or points that are like buttons, spheres, or icons of self-respect. And about 2 years ago, Bap Dada had given us a murli, especially on swaman. And you know that throughout last season's murli, Baba mentioned swaman quite a bit. And this murli, the swaman is, this season the swaman is still figuring as a very important aspect of Baba's newest teachings and directions for us. So this is from a murli of about 2004, in which each one of these points can be selected as a point for developing your self-respect. So I'm going to go through each one individually. You may not be able to see them all from where you're sitting because they're quite small, but we have made them big. And it's really to look at what your thinking is like. Is your cup half empty? Do I complain, criticize? Am I careless, confused, aggressively, cowardly? Or is your cup half full? Half full or half empty?
Half full.
Half full. I am contented, carefree, calm, assertive, and courageous. Yes? Same thing. Half, but if it's full, you're positive. If you think it's half empty, it's negative. So actually, nothing is really good or bad. It's how you think about it that makes it so. Right? Everything is drama. And everything in drama is good. So anyway, nothing is bad. So we think something is bad, or we have a negative thought when we are disconnected from our spirituality. And the process of positive thinking is a way of asserting and reinvigorating our spirituality. So this is an exercise for generating a stream of positive thoughts. Cockroach. Not a positive thought. Now, you know that tomorrow morning in Amrit Vela, you have been given a theme. And so we're going to practice with that theme. Though I'm going to give you all the other ones which are in here, but the theme that you have been given for tomorrow morning is I am a living star of this earth, correct? Did you get that? I am a living Ma Chaitanya Sitara, Dartiki Sitara, something like that, yes? Dartiki Sitara. So according to the murli, this is what you're supposed to think about in Amrit Vela tomorrow. And so we're going to practice for that. But before we go, I'll go and just take you through some of these other points of self-respect, because Baba has told us this is how we generate our power of thought. So the first one is, I, the soul, have a right to succeed. And sometimes you think you don't have the right. You do have the right. Second one, I am the essence of beauty. People worry, am I beautiful?
Yes.
I am the essence of beauty. This is a very common one. I am a soul at peace, but it's a very powerful one. I, the soul, empower myself. I, the soul, empower myself. Nobody has ever empowered anyone. If you want power, you have to empower yourself. I, the soul, have a higher purpose. Many of us do very simple activities. And sometimes we take our identification from that. Especially sisters, you will hear people say, I am only a housewife. Have you heard that expression? I am only a housewife. When somebody says that, I say, what only? It's an apology. I'm very sorry. I'm only a housewife. There's nothing to be sorry about. The Supreme is always with me. Baba has said in this Murli, Kya Baribat Bapadasat. This is a good mantra. I am courageous and stable. I face each challenge as it comes. I am loving and non-attached. I am free to be happy. Are you? Yes. Nobody is taking away your happiness. Nobody can take, huh? True? Yes. I am sovereign of myself. Swaraj Adhikari. I am authentic and live my own life. Nobody tells me so much that I don't exist. Nobody tries to live through me. I live my own life. Huh? I am light. I am friendly and honest. I have a clean, clear conscience. Do you? Anybody not? Yes? Some? I respect my intuition. So this is 16 points of self-respect. And normally I ask everyone to choose one of those and work with it. But today I'm asking you to select the one that has been selected for tomorrow morning, Amrit Vela. That I am a living star of this earth. So write that down on the top of your page of your book. I am a living star of this earth. Now just write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, and then 2, and then 3, and then 4, and then 5. Because you're going to write 5 points that are absolutely connected with this Swaman. And we can have a little meditation music. So just go into a few minutes of silence and create 5 points that are directly connected with this one point. I am a living star of this earth. 5 points connected with it. Okay? You just go inside and think of yourself as a living star. Me is dirty ke. Chaitanya Sitarahom. And then 5 points that are connected with that. You write it down. I don't see anybody writing. Did you write 5 points? Put your hand up if you have 5 points. Create more. Now you have enough time to make 5 points. Did you write 5 points? Okay. Now you look at your 5 points and start to imagine a picture of those 5 points. So you start to experience, focus on those 5 points and just go into silence with those 5 points. These are your 5 points about yourself as a living star of the earth. Visualize yourself as that living star. And think of the point number one. how it feels. Go into the depth of that first point. And now move to the point number two. So you can picture yourself in that way and feel the meaning of your point number two. And then move to the point number three. So you have the first point and its feeling, the feeling of the second point, and the feeling of the third point combined. And now turn your mind to the fourth point and add the feeling and meaning of the fourth point in your experience that I am the living star of this earth. And now bring the fifth point. So you have a five-pointed living star with five feelings working together to create a deep experience. Of the self-respect, I am the living star of this earth. Feel it deeply. feel the feeling and feel the meaning, and it becomes real. Yes, I am the living star of this earth. So this is a little bit of a preview for your Amrit Vela tomorrow morning. You can experiment with this in the morning and see what happens to your meditation. So now I would like all of you to move your chairs around so that you are sitting opposite one other person. A little group of two, and put your chair so you're facing the other person, and you can move anywhere in the room, no limit. Does everyone have a partner? You have lots of space, you can be anywhere in this room, even up on the stage if you want. Okay, does everybody have a partner? And you can speak in any language you want. No limit on that either. One of you is number one, and the other is number two. So you decide who is one and who is two. Okay, so all the people who are number one, put your hand up. Who is number one? Okay, you all know who's one and who's two. Is anybody without partner? Okay, you can partner with our sound brother. You can go with him. Okay, so whoever's number one, you're going to be absolutely quiet. Yes. And this is an exercise in observation. So the person who is number two, you are going to be very carefully observed by number one. So number one, you're going to watch number two very carefully, and you're going to listen, see the body language, and all the different aspects of number two. And number two, you are going to speak. And you're going to tell number one that while you were doing this meditation, what happened? What was your experience of creating this five-pointed experience of I am a living star of this earth? And number one is going to watch you very closely. Okay? You can do that for 5 minutes. Now you don't need any notebook for this. Put your notebook away. Okay, so now, who is number two? Who is number two? You were number one a minute ago. Okay, so number two, you are now going to observe. Huh? Number two was speaking, right? So you are going to observe, and number one is going to give you feedback. What did they see in you? Huh? Number two was telling, this is what it was like to do this meditation, yes? And now number one is going to give you feedback that what did you pick up from the person you were closely observing? Understand? Okay, go ahead. Shanti. So did you enjoy that? Have you ever looked at each other in that way before? And told each other, this is what I pick up from you? Huh? Okay, now we're going to go in groups of five. So you find four other people. Not groups of four, groups of five. Thank you. Okay, so now we're going to change some identification. Who is Lakshmi? In your group, who is Lakshmi? Put hand up, Lakshmi. One of you is Lakshmi. Put hand up, Lakshmi. Okay, who is Narayan? Okay, don't forget who you are. Who is Narayan? Okay, who is Ram? Who is Ram? Who is Ram? Huh? Any Ram? Okay, who is Sita? Who's Sita? And who is Hanuman? And then for the group of six, one of you can be Lakshman. Okay, so all the Hanumans, you please stand up, all the Hanumans. Hanuman? Who is Hanuman? Yes, back in that group, who is Hanuman? Acha. Okay, so all the Hanumans, you sit down again. You're going to make a speech. 10 minutes. 10 minute speech. Huh? 10 minutes. It can be in Hindi, English, Telugu, whatever you want. I don't mind, because everybody will understand. The subject is, I have a clean, clear conscience. You have to convince the other people. You are Hanuman, and you have to convince the other people in your group, Lakshmi, Narayan, Ram and Sita, and Lakshman, that you have a clean, clear conscience. And the others have to observe very carefully, because you will be the tribunal. Tribunal? Okay? Tribunal. So you have to analyze what they're saying very carefully. So all Hanumans, you can begin your 10-minute speech. You are representing yourself in the Dharmaraj Puri. Shanti. Okay, did you enjoy that? Yes? All Hanumans, did you convince them you have a clean, clear conscience? Yes? Because we will come to Dharmaraj Puri sometime. Okay, now, who is Lakshmi? Lakshmi? Okay, Lakshmi is going to give a speech. Dharmaraj Puri, I do not have a clean, clear conscience. I do not have clean, clear conscience. Ah, negative. Ah, yes. Now, you don't know. You are Lakshmi. And you have to convince them that you do not have a clean, clear conscience. Very difficult. You try.
like my Lokik job, which I was teaching. It's like, in fact, I'm teaching them, I'm educating them. So I felt that what they have to learn from my mistakes are that whatever Baba is conveying us in various forms, so that we are not putting it into practical use. And moreover, if we have a clear and clear intellect, then definitely we'll catch hold of all those vibrations or all those touchings which Baba is giving. And we also feel that whatever, when we feel...
Can I just interrupt you for a minute?
Yeah.
Can you tell I, not we?
Yeah, it's true.
Huh? Because you don't know how somebody else is feeling, but your own. Huh? This is a very, very difficult exercise.
Huh? It's as if I was in front of the Dharmaraj Puri and all these tribunal is sitting in front of me, and I was just disclosing all my truth to them. Whatever be the consequences, I am ready to face for that. Because whatever I have done in my life, I have done to the best possible way. Maybe because I have been surrounded in so many other activities, maybe laukik, alaukik, so many situations are come in front of me. Still I am able to lead my life as per Baba Srimad, maybe not up to 100%.
But your topic is, I do not have a clean, clear conscience.
Yeah.
So how did you handle that?
So that's what, because I don't have this clean and clear intellect, so I am feeling this, I find that I am guilty about not progressing in Gyan. And that is why I have become Lakshmi, not Narayan.
Oh. First is Lakshmi and then is Narayan. So it's okay. Thank you.
Om Shanti. When I was listening to Hanuman's, he was projecting all his good qualities. So immediately as he was speaking, my consciousness was also in that range, and that all the good qualities have been told by him. So when our respected sister, when she gave the information that you should reveal all your negative, means it is of negative type. So till that time, my mind was like a broad daylight. And when the information was passed that I should reveal that I am not clear in my inner intellect and consciousness, my thoughts and my mind focus has been narrowed to a narrow beam. Means nothing was looking in front of me. Means it was like a blank mind where I have to reveal my weakness, and I should not lose my self-respect also during that lecture, because as we generate some thoughts, naturally our consciousness will also be lowered at that time. So I have to maintain my consciousness. So immediately for a moment I have thought that mistakes will be, for everyone there are mistakes. There is no person who doesn't have any weakness. So I have put one positive thought that I should reveal my mistakes, because revealing one's own weakness is also a strength. I suppose, because if a person doesn't have power, he doesn't reveal the mistakes. So, and they should learn from my mistakes also. Maybe the same mistakes what I commit, they may also have those mistakes in or weaknesses in their life. So I handled the situation. I have mentioned mainly about time consciousness, because if a person has clean and clear consciousness, he will be maintaining the time. As Baba also said, Swayam or Samai. And, I have told everything clearly about my weakness, unable to maintain time at regularly. I do everything, but variation, the time is not been looked into. That what I have felt, and I have revealed it. Okay. First of all, it was very confusing, but as I told everything, it was very much fine. Okay, thank you.
Om Shanti. When I was asked to speak about my unclear consciousness, there was no hesitation, first of all, for me to speak out, because the list was ready-made. Last month, when I went to November for Baba Milan, in the Dadi's class, she told that how to experience the relation with Baba. when you experience the relation as a prem sagar, bachon mein albele panata hai, you experience the connection with Baba as a dharmaraj, then you will be more watchful. So I had the experience with Baba as Dharmaraj in the month of November during Baba Milan. So now when I was asked to speak about my unclear consciousness, I thought perhaps Baba has asked me once again to reassure myself, to replenish myself, that I should get rid of all those lapses. Om.
Om Shanti. When I was presented before jury of four my justices to clarify you are Lakshmi or not, then that time I went in the deep understanding through the Baba's Murli. I found that, oh Lakshmi, Lakshmi would be Lakshmi. If all qualities, virtues, art will be full and complete stage, then I would be Lakshmi. Otherwise, I can't have this witness from my true heart and true wisdom. So that I found, that's why I'm being not clear about my concept. Secondly, I found Lakshmi has a nayan kamal, charan kamal, mukha kamal. It's like a lotus-like eye, mouth, those all organs. Those all organs are not like a lotus-like mind. So I have know this witness to be Lakshmi. Secondly, I found this. Third, when to be Lakshmi, because I am not being first, because in the heaven all ministries are given to the Lakshmi or women. Finance ministry is given to Lakshmi, education ministry is given to Saraswati, and defense ministry is given to Durga, and all ministries, you know. That's why that heaven is very, very better place to live in. So when a human have got this, man has got this ministry, that's why it is being held. So I found that these all qualities are not full and complete within me, so then how can I be the Lakshmi? Then thirdly, I found to be Lakshmi, I should have all treasures I should donate. Like Lakshmi gives all the time, money or everything she gives. That's why everybody
okay,
is getting...
Okay, but you're not really giving speech now, though it's very good. What you're supposed to do is tell, what does it feel like to admit I do not have a clean, clear conscience? Can you say?
So, because I was not about clear, you know, what really would be the Lakshmi, you know?
No, that's okay, but we're not worried about Lakshmi. She's okay. Now you.
I'll be Narayan then.
Okay, but now you are just simple Brahmin.
Yeah.
And you don't have a clean, clear conscience. So how does that feel to say that?
Yeah, to be Lakshmi, I feel...
No, forget Lakshmi, now you're a Brahmin.
No, in my Brahmin life, say, whatever Baba is just telling, you must have to be in the self-respect and these all qualities within you. So these all things I just churn and I feel.
Thank you.
Om Shanti. Baba says that how much you are in the remembrance of me, all the waste thoughts will be cleared from your mind. But in my personal laukik life, I am remembering 50% of my time with the parents in my laukik life only. So how much I remember them, they are becoming more problem to me. Even though Baba says that if you are always if you keep me in your mind, all the waste thoughts will be, all the logic life, they won't come into your మీ పర్సనల్ లైఫ్లో రారు అని చెప్పేసి అంటూ ఉంటారు బాబా, మరి
ఓకే
అలాంటప్పుడు ఇక వాళ్ళు మన లౌకిక లైఫ్లో వచ్చినప్పుడు వాళ్ళని యాంగ్రీ చేయడం, వాళ్ళ మీద కోపం చేయడం అని చేస్తూ ఉంటాము. అది నాకు చాలా అంటే పర్సనల్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ అన్నమాట. మేము లౌకిక లైఫ్లో ఉంటున్నాం కాబట్టి చాలా ఫేస్ చేస్తున్నాం. ఇప్పుడు పవిత్రత అనేది వాళ్ళు
అచ్చా దూసరి సబ్జెక్ట్ హే అవుతే దో మైక్
ఓం శాంతి. It was like when I got the Swaman of Lakshmi, I was not called to do anything. Hanuman was speaking, and she was speaking so nicely that I appreciated that she has, how confidently she is sitting in that Swaman and she is speaking. So I made the practice to sit in the Swaman of Lakshmi, and it was nice. When sister given the topic that you do not have a clear concept, this was something sitting at the top of Eiffel Tower and explaining the bottom of Pacific Ocean. Then I have to do that because this was the order. At the moment I started looking for the negativities, what soul of Lakshmi must have inculcated in Kali Yuga, and I explained all those things. But my failure, I am telling that I have stopped, I think, by 8.5 minutes or 9 minutes. That I thought that sitting and in that such a self-respect position in some Swaman what Baba has given, we cannot go for that this much negativity of that Swaman. It feeling something insulting for me in itself. That's what I felt. Om Shanti.
शांति. तो हमारे ग्रुप में जो जूरिस्ट बैठे थे तुरंत ही मान लिए दो तीन शब्द बोलते ही, इसलिए मुझे ज़्यादा बोलने की भी आवश्यकता नहीं पड़ा कि अगर सच्चाई सफाई नहीं है इसलिए हम कर्मातीत नहीं हुए, या हमारे संबंध संपर्क में भी 100% जो सेटिस्फाई होना चाहिए.
लेकिन लेकिन अगर मगर नहीं चाहिए हमको ये चाहिए.
मैं सच्चाई सफाई नहीं हूँ इसलिए 100% मेरे से सब संतुष्ट नहीं है, प्रूफ हो गया.
नहीं तो नहीं, ये तो दूसरे लोगों के लिए. आप चार आदमियों के आगे बोल रहे हैं कि मेरा विवेक सच्चा और सफा नहीं है, कैसा महसूस है? यही प्रश्न है कि सच बताती है कि नहीं, समझ गया? This is the difficult question which most people don't understand. The question, it's a delicate question, but she has understood the question without speaking. By her vibrations I can hear she has understood. To ye vibrations jo aap fail rahe hai, ye kya hai ye vibration?
डिफिकल्ट तो लग रहा है इसके ऊपर टेन्यूनेस बात करना.
हाँ जरूर,
कम समय ही बात कर रहे थे इसलिए.
नहीं ठीक है, लेकिन आप बहुत ऑनेस्ट हो इसलिए आपकी वाइब्रेशन से सब क्लैरिटी आ गया सभी के मन में.
ओम शांति. आज बाबा ने जो टॉपिक दिया था, ट्रिब्यूनल सामने बैठी है आपको, आप तो लक्ष्मी हैं, आपका जो भी फॉल्ट है बता देना. लेकिन ये टॉपिक तो मुझे बात करने में बहुत मुश्किल लगा था क्योंकि क्या कहे, तो मैं तो बहुत कंफ्यूज हो गई. लेकिन ज़्यादा समय भी नहीं बात किया था, एक या दो मिनट बात किया बस, उससे ज़्यादा नहीं बहुत बात कर सकी. ओम शांति.
ओम शांति. व्हेन द टॉपिक वाज गिवन एज आई डोंट हैव अ क्लीन एंड क्लियर इंटेलेक्ट, consigns. Then for a few moments, I visualize myself that I really don't have it. And I try to dominate the team which is sitting before me, that without having clear and clear consigns, we can do many, we can achieve many pleasures in the Laukik life. That's what I have tried to do it. And my team was convinced when I dominated also.
ओम शांति. मेरे साथ जो बैठे थे बहने, उन्होंने कहा कि नहीं, आपको हम लक्ष्मी के रूप में देख रहे हैं. तो मैंने कहा ठीक है, आप लक्ष्मी मुझे देख रहे, तो मैं हाथ उठा देती हूँ. मैंने हाथ उठाया. आपका जो टॉपिक था कि आपका माइंड जहाँ क्लियर और क्लीन माइंड नहीं, कॉन्शियसनेस नहीं है, तो क्या आप फीलिंग करते हैं आप? तो मैंने जब लक्ष्मी नारायण, पहले तो लक्ष्मी का रूप आते ही लक्ष्मी नारायण का फोटो तो सामने आ जाता है. हमारे बाबा तो कहते हैं लक्ष्मी का, यानी अच्छे गुण धारण करने वाले को लक्ष्मी का रूप आता है. तो मैंने कहा कि अब हमने कुछ नेगेटिव इसमें कहा था, मेरे जीवन में जो भी आया है मैंने बताया है कि देखिए पैसे से पहले लक्ष्मी यानी चंचल, वो कैसे होती, जैसे मैंने लाइफ बिताया है कि मेरे बारे में जब छोटी कम कमाई थी तो मैंने कम इसमें रहा है, बाद में लग्जरी में गया है, लग्जरी में पैसे कैसे वेस्ट किया है, ऐसे करते हैं. जब अपनी को शान शौकत होती तो हम कैसे रहते हैं, कैसे पैसे वेस्ट करते हैं, जब पहले ट्रेन में जाते तो हम प्लेन में जाते हैं, कैसे कैसे हमने करते हैं. ये तो ये लक्ष्मी का हो गया. पढ़ाई में भी वैसी ही है. फिर अपने कब जब सत्ता में कुर्सी आ जाती तो लोग कैसे बिहेव करते हैं. आजकल जो गुण है ना, दैवी गुण और राक्षसी गुण, जो कैसे गुण, एक सत्ता कुछ आने के बाद आदमी का गुण कैसे बदलता है. देखो मुझे लगता है कि मैं बहुत पावरफुल हूँ, ऐसे ऐसे अपने में धारणाएं आ जाती है, ऐसे अपने जीवन में भी ऐसे अनुभव होता है. तो ये ऐसी बातें जो क्लियर क्लीन माइंड कॉन्शियस जो आ जाता है तो कैसे कैसे अपनी अवस्थाएं खराब होने लगती है. तो अपनी अवस्थाओं के बारे में सोचना चाहिए. तो जब अपने नेगेटिव थॉट और बोलते जाओ तो थोड़ा कमी लगता कि क्या क्या बोलूं मैं, तो ज़्यादा नहीं आती हैं बातें. तो थोड़ा थोड़ी थोड़ी ही बातें मैंने कहा, उतना 10 मिनट्स तो बात नहीं कर पाई. पर मैंने कहा ये सब जो नेगेटिव अवगुण है उसके साथ अगर माइंड से क्लियर बात करते हैं तब मेरे को समझ में आता है कि हम कहाँ कैसे है करके. तो ये मेरा माइंड था तो मैंने उनके सामने बता दिया है. ओम शांति.
ओम शांति. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वाज शॉक्ड टू हियर द टॉपिक. आई डिड नॉट नो व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑन दिस टॉपिक. So I was wondering, then I said, okay, if you have given me the topic, I have to speak something. Then they said, as you said, we have to reveal about the negativities of Lakshmi. I mean, if the consciousness is not clean and clear. So I said, I was talking about the stories about Ramayana and about, I was just revealing few incidents where Ravan was a demon and he had all negative qualities, but still he has invoked Lord Shiva many times. And he was very sure that whatever he was doing, he will satisfy Lord Shiva. That was his quality. And even rishis and munis also, they left the house. They were scared of purity and they ran away from the house, and then they still practiced and then they invoked God and goddesses. Similarly, again Santoshi Mata is one of the devotees. She was in the family. She was in a very poor state of mind, and also all her inner strength, which she could provoke, whatever she could accumulate, the qualities, staying in negative quality environments, she could achieve all the positive and then invoke the goddess.
Thank you.
So I said being a Lakshmi and then talk about negative was a little difficult, so I took this topic.
Okay. Thank you.
Acha, this sister and one brother.
You had spoken, yes?
Yeah. These are the only two who understood the question. So this is a very, very important discovery, that out of nearly How many are we? 60, 100 people. The biggest problem is we don't understand the question. It's an important point, huh? And Sister, kya naam hai aapka?
Shakti.
Shakti, bah. Shakti ben ne prashna samajh gayi. Aur ye prashna bahut kathin prashna hai. Lekin iski buddhi kitni clear. Aur ye prashna itna kharab hai jo baat nahi kar sakte hai. If you say, I have a clean, clear conscience, you're lying. Right? If you say, I don't have a clean, clear conscience, you're telling the truth, but it's so unbearable that you can't speak. Isn't it? So she couldn't speak because she understood. So you can trust this one. And brother also. Haji.
When I spoke, the incense and the...
But that was not the point. You understand what... What we're doing is very subtle here. In most of our Brahmin life, we avoid the truth. We avoid the truth. We don't like the truth. Nobody likes the truth. So the purpose of this exercise is really to bring us a little closer to this reality that normally we say we like the truth. But when it comes to the real moment of truth, we don't like the truth. Because to tell the truth, you have to be so honest. And so I saw that Shakti picked it up. She understood. Is it right? So by not saying very much, she said 1,000 words, yes? Isn't it? Yeah. Because most of us, we create all these spin stories, and we avoid it. So I found that usually I ask you to be A, B, C, D, E. But this time I said, okay, let's give you some other names. But that created a lot of confusion because you immediately became Hanuman, Lakshmi, and Narayan. And in that way you avoid the truth. It's easier to be truthful when you are just A, B, C, D, E. So I'll remember that. But you can see why there is a crisis in values. Because the truth is extremely unpleasant. There was a question about that in the questionnaire, do you remember? Something like, even if the truth is unpleasant, it is desirable. You remember that? So some of you may have said agree, some of you may have said undecided, some of you may have said disagree, depending on what your opinion is. So all of these questions or statements that we were looking at, they are related to the kinds of ideas that people have conventionally. And then some of them we go into in detail and see what really is the case about these things. So I hope that you will remember that truth is dangerous, upsetting, unpleasant and that people like to avoid it at all cost, at any cost. But when we, I think again I will call on Lakshmi and, what is your name, brother? Mohan. Mohan, huh? There's a relationship between understanding the question and being value-based. I think there's a connection there, relationship. If we are really desirous of the truth, think about it in yourself, if you really desire the truth, when you come to Baba, it is why? Because you want the truth, no? Or you just want the toli or something like this. Because if you give a lot of importance to truth, even though it's extremely hard, unpleasant, and very expensive to live according to truth, it's still desirable, yeah? And if you see someone who is really truthful, what do you feel for that person? Compassion?
Respect.
Respect, yeah. Because you know that it takes courage and it takes honesty and that you can trust that person. Because otherwise, how do you know? Who can you trust? You can't trust very many people in this world. We say, oh, we are all BKs, and so everybody is Lakshmi, Narayan, Ram, Sita, maximum Hanuman, Lakshman, you know. But there may be a few Ravans here and there. You know, who can you trust? You can trust a person who can face the truth. Isn't it? And so I think whenever we have a gathering like this in relation to the development of values, one of the most important purposes of doing this is to make the truth come in front of us so we can see it. And it only ever shows its face for a second, isn't it? Baba has told us our exam is of a second, you see. So in Shakti's case, the truth came in front of her and she saw it, isn't it? And accepted it and reflected it so we could all see it. Otherwise there was no truth. We were presenting ourselves this way, that way. What? Oh, yeah. We have to have enough courage. Enough courage. More than Hanuman. Like Yudhisthira. You know? I think Yudhisthira is the good representative of truth. And so Baba gives us all these titles, but this is, you know, these are different exercises that we do for the purpose of getting close to truth. Because when you get close to truth, what does it do? Destroys falsehood. Isn't it? And in comparison with truth, anything untruthful is not interesting. your attention goes to the truth because it has power. It stops everything, all the distractions, and it says, see for a second, truth, and then it disappears. But in order for us to be really true people, really based in universal values, we need this power of discrimination combined with this courage that the second, our exam is of a second, right? And the exam will be just like you saw in front of you, where Sister Shakti saw the truth, accepted it, and passed the exam with honor. Did you see? You saw? There's no much words involved, but there's something visible, silently visible, you see. And so when we have a demonstration of truth like that, it can stay in the memory so that we have a reference point, because mostly everything is full of falsehood. Nee? And we dance and we da-da-da-da-da-da-da, but all of it is false. Because to reach the truth takes a lot of work. See? And so the person who has to deal with these points of swaman, I have a clean, clear conscience. I don't. Because as you go inside, even if there's one thing, you hurt somebody's feelings once in your life, you don't have a clean, clear conscience. Because of survival, you lied, you don't have a clean, clear conscience. Because when you sit in Amrit Vela, in order to take power from Sarvashaktivan Shiv Baba, what comes in your mind? What's on your conscience? Doesn't it? It comes. Otherwise you're not meditating. Because the aim and purpose of meditation is to make the falsehood come up so that you can destroy it. Take your bad conscience, put it in front of the fire of Shri Baba's eyes and burn it. Isn't he telling us this? No? How can we do that? We have to take these things, put it there. Because when you tell your truth, like Mohan Bhai told his truth, then it feels, you feel free, you feel light, you see. This is the way to become free from falsehood. And it has a transformational power. And I think that when we think of ourselves as Rajyogis, this is a very important aspect of being a Rajyogi, you see. The skill to be able to isolate any element of untruth within ourselves, pull it and put it in front of Shiv Baba and feel all of the embarrassment of the untruth, and in that the ego dies. Do you see? A person with ego can never do this. But everyone has ego, so we have to do it. So it's very difficult to take your ego, put it in front of the fire and let it burn because it feels bad. No? But there's no other way to become egoless, viceless, bodiless. It's the power of truth, a very good thing, but disappears easily. So these exercises we do are just ways to make the truth come in front of us. I know. Another thing that we do in the value education program is dialogue work. And we're not going to be able to do that here because we don't have enough time and we have little too many people. So perhaps in the future we may be able to create a situation where we can do dialogue with some of you who are interested in that, because it's a method that makes us see that which wants to be invisible. The truth is modest, it keeps invisible, and also our ego hides and doesn't allow us to see it, because when we see our ego, we'll kill it. And when we see the truth, we bow down in front of it, isn't it? So to make these things show themselves, you have to have a lot of strategies. And it's not a game, but it's a real kind of surgery of the soul to make these things come and make them go away. Because only when we do this, then we experience fast progress in our Brahman life. And we want to progress fast. Baba keeps telling us there's very little time. And we keep saying, no, no, what shall I do? And I don't have any bad sanskaras. What is he talking about? Because they're invisible. Our ego makes the truth invisible and keeps itself invisible. So we think, maya sab kuch hu, that's ego. Or we get depressed, maya kuch nahi hu, that's ego. Maya atma, you know, to see the truth of the self. This is soul consciousness. So this is a very important moment that we could manage to do. We do these exercises, sometimes the power of ego is so strong that we can't succeed in exposing the truth. But very often we can succeed, and this was one time when we could do it. And that's important because we all saw it. Okay, so now you might want to take a break, 15 minutes, yes? And so come at 5:15, by that clock, different clock have different time, 5:15 by that clock, and we will do this next one on increasing your personal strength and